And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, Friday is let's see where the show's going to go day. Get it? We start with the truth that God is omniscient. Psalm 147, verse 5 states, "Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite." Infinite. Infinite. So what is it that God has no knowledge regarding? Nothing. And because God knows everything, he makes his plans accordingly. Does that mean that God, who knows everything, knows every good and bad decision we will make? Yes. So if he knows everything ahead of time, why bother? Because he commands us to bother, and because he's not telling anyone what those decisions are. Next, we step into the greatest wisdom of the universe. There are many things that we want to try, but because of the fear of failure or the fear of success, so I want you to hear what I just said. Because of the fear of failure or the fear of success, we restrain ourselves. When we find ourselves in this conundrum, we should reprioritize to make the right decision. So how do we reprioritize? We bring these decisions to the Lord. Think about how Peter, before he stepped out of the boat, asked Jesus if it was okie dokie to step out of the boat. Wow. And finally, there's a reason that I'm closing with this encouragement today. Everybody on the planet is going through quite a challenge. The world itself is having its difficulties as it seems to spin out of control because of the sinfulness of mankind. There is false human reasoning, false wisdom, false prophets, false activities, and they're all connected. We look around and we shake our heads and we say, "Please, Lord, I can hardly bear it anymore." That's when the Lord reminds us that if we think it's hard for us to watch, how do you think the creator of the universe feels about it?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Whoops. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, like just there, and oy vey! I got to do that again. How about
not,
that?
It's not professional radio. No, it's no, just radio.
It's not professional radio, right? Right. And oy vey! That's better. Okay. That's better. Much better. All right. So it's pretty simple. Okay. You've pretty much seen. We don't know what we're doing. I mean, that's how it goes. Isn't that great? You're not the only people that don't know what's doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing except the Lord.
Well, I mean, the other day I introduced myself with the website.
Yeah. Line. Yeah. That was nice. You know, hi. I
got an extra website in. Yep.
Here's the bottom line. What do you think? What's going on with you? Do you have a prayer request? Let's pray for it. You got a praise report? Why don't you share it? It'd be great to share. It's a great opportunity to do that. Maybe you've got something that's just on your mind you want to share, just something the Lord's shown you. It's like really cool. I love it. Here's the thing. It's not about kvetching, and it's not that it's wrong to give your opinion on something on other shows. We have zero problem with that. I think most people know that. We support every show that's on this station and on most stations. The truth of the matter is in this hour and a half that we hang out, we're just trying to, like, encourage each other, lift each other up, strengthen each other, bless each other between now and the time we see the Lord returning. Do we think that the other shows are bad? Of course not. That's silly. What we think is, for this hour and a half, take a break. We're just going to encourage, bless, share, and now we'll do weird things. We'll do jokes. We'll do history. We'll even do something called Bible trivia. You're thinking, Bible trivia, what's that? Well, that is like this. What was purchased with the 30 pieces of silver from Judas? Boy, I'm just all over the place today. What property was purchased with the 30 pieces of silver from Judas? Twice. I've done it twice.
I think you're ready for the weekend.
It's not the weekend yet? We're going to have a problem. All right, what was purchased? Was it the Mount of Olives, the Mount Hor, or the Potter's Field? So with the money that was given, the 30 pieces of silver from Judas, what was purchased? Was it the Mount of Olives, Mount Hor, or the Potter's Field? If you think you know and you can help me out in this situation, so that'd be really nice of you to do, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So the question is, the 30 pieces of silver, what did they purchase? What kind of property did they purchase? Was it the Mount of Olives, Mount Hor, or was it Potter's Field? In the meantime, we're going to do DNA. List my head explode, and I can't get anything else right today, so let's get that done. At least we can do one thing right. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily! What is daily? Every day. How much time? I don't know. In what format? I don't know. Prayer, the Word of God. You got to connect with the Lord separate from the world. That's the biggest thing that I tell people is sanctified time, set-apart time, closet time. That's what we're talking about. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. You don't owe anybody an explanation for you to believe in Jesus. You can give one. You're there, and you are supposed to be ready to give an answer, but you are not indebted to them to prove something. You never be ashamed of Jesus' words because they are the words of life, and he is your Lord and Savior. Okay? Always be ready to give an answer. But a debtedness is unto the Lord and the Lord alone, and to love one another. And then finally, A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means that we are taking on the mantle of Jesus Christ, and in the process of serving others, we are reflecting Jesus Christ, and that's what God wants us to do. There is no set way to serve. It goes everywhere from prayer to washing their feet to helping in whatever capacity. Just serve one another, love one another, and thereby be a witness of Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord is asking us to do. All right, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question and get me out of my own little mess. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Can you turn your radio down just a little bit? Got a little bit of echo going there, okay?
You got it?
All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. All right. You ready for this one? All right. I'll set it up, and you hit it out. Here we go. What was the property purchased for the 30 pieces of silver from Judas? Was it the Mount of Olives, the Mount Hor, or was it the Potter's Field?
Potter's Field.
That is correct, Amundo, sir. You're right. You're a winner. Nice job. Very, very good. I'm very, very glad for that. So are you driving safe out there? Because it was kind of wet when I drove in.
Driving safely, sir.
Okay. As long as you're safe, that's what. Anything we can pray for you about?
What's that?
Did you want us to pray for you about anything?
Nope. I'm blessed as it is.
Oh, that is such a great thing for you to say. What an honor that you just gave the Lord by saying that. That's a blessing for you to say that. The Lord blessed you multiple for you just saying that you are blessed as it is.
Thank you, sir. I'm a long-time listener, but first-time caller.
Well, I thank you, sir, and I'm glad to have you call, and you are welcome to call anytime.
Thank you, sir.
All right, God bless you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Excellent job by Jeff. That was a great job. See? It was not hard. We don't hurt you. Normally, we don't hurt you. I don't think we hurt you. Yeah, no, we don't hurt you. Okay. All right, let's get to this one. This one's so good. I love some of these, but I can't, you know, I can never get to the place where I'm like,
I did it perfectly.
You know, it's never going to happen. But here you go. Proverbs 16:4. Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. I'm sorry, what? The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. People are like, wait a second. What are you trying to say? You're trying to tell me that God has got everything set up? Yes. Are you trying to tell me that God knows everything that's going to happen in my life? Yes. Are you trying to tell me that there's some kind of plan or purpose that's operating with the Lord and everything is going through that process that way? Yes. Is that what you're saying? Yes. God has prepared everything for his purpose. You know what's going on in your life? Is it good? Fantastic. Is it hard? Fantastic. You want to know why? Because everything has a purpose. Here's the key in understanding that. People will say, well, if it's all predestined, you know, why bother with any of it? It's simple, because God is the only one who has that knowledge, and he's not telling you. So that's the difference between us and God. You see, here's the thing. We're commanded to be in this place of trust and obedience for everything we go through. So when you do or when you don't, that's an issue of obedience or disobedience. But at the same time, you must understand and I must understand the secret things belongeth unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. The Lord holds everything in the palm of his hand, and everything he does has purpose. Everything he allows has purpose. Every pain has an end game. You and I just don't see it, but God does. And so what we need to understand is, if you're going to say everything at all, what a great way for Jeff to actually, what he spoke, and for me to use this teaching, because the title of this teaching is called All Set. Thinking, what do you mean all set? Just like you said, I'm blessed, I'm doing great, everything's great. What? Because God has got everything coordinated. You're thinking, but Dave, I don't like the way this goes. I know, but that's where your trust comes into play. God even has the wicked set aside for the day of disaster. Don't you understand? You're his precious child. You're more important than birds. You're more important than sheep. You're more important to God. He knows the hairs on your head. If he doesn't forget or miss that two birds fall on the ground, how much more you? And so the difference for us is that we don't see everything. We don't know everything. We don't get everything. But God does. And that's where our trust, that's where our confidence, that's where our faith is in operation. He's got it covered. You're all set. I know, but it hurts. I know. Sometimes growing pains hurt. That's why they're called pains. But they will ultimately be a reflection of Jesus Christ and ultimately come into a good, because God causes everything to work together for good. So when we're sitting there going, I don't get it. Why is this going on? What's taking place? That's where the confidence in God's faithfulness comes into play. No, I can't give you a simple answer to why the Lord allows certain complexities in people's lives other than, get ready, because he loves you and he knows what's best for you, and he knows if you have sometimes advanced knowledge, you'll just mess it up. I know this for a fact about me. If I find out something's supposed to happen and it's not happening fast enough, I try to make it happen. I try to force it to happen, because I'm a control idiot. Instead of a, here, I entrust this to you, believer. Sometimes I just don't do it right. So what I'm trying to say is simply this. God has got it prepared. You know what? In regards to your life, you're all set. Rest that he's got you covered. Okay? All right. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg.
People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Was it for his tunic, his sleeve, or his collar? Your reference point, of course, is John 19, 23, and 24. Which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Was it the tunic, the sleeve, or the collar? If you think you know the answer, you are welcome to reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That is doable as well. Which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Was it the tunic, the sleeve, or the collar? John 19, 23 through 24 is your reference point. We'll leave that there for right now. In the meantime, just because you think I'm not going to do it, I am going to do it, and I have a joke, and it is going to happen because I need it to. See how that works? You're thinking, well, that's very selfish. Well, at least right now for it is. Yeah, it is. Okay, here we go. Ready? Okay, one joke, good or bad, here we go. A customer was continually bothering the waiter in a restaurant. First, he asked that the air conditioning be turned up because it was too hot. Then he asked that the air conditioning be turned down because it was too cold. That continued for about a half an hour. The waiter was very patient, walking back and forth, and never one time getting angry. Finally, a second customer asked why they didn't just ask the man to leave. "Oh, I don't mind," said the waiter calmly. "We don't even have air conditioning."
No, that's not going to do it.
Okay. I thought it was funny. I just want to say I thought it was funny. See, they didn't even have air conditioning. It's too hot. It's too cold. Kind of sounds like my grandma. All right. Anyway, we do have somebody calling in. I assume they're going to be calling in for the trivia question. We're going to find that out in just a split second. The trivia question was, which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Was it the tunic, the sleeve, or the collar? And I do believe we have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hello, Brother Ace. How are you, my great friend? How are you?
Well, struggling a little bit. I was in intensive care with my heart a couple of weeks ago, and I got 90% blockage of my arteries, so not doing too good, but you know what? I'm still going strong, and nothing's stopped me yet, and I've been trusting the Lord all the way. They wanted to cut me open. I said, no, let's give the Lord the first shot for what he wants to do, and then we'll worry about that.
All right. Well, you know I'm going to pray for you. So we're going to pray for you. When we get to that, we'll do the trivia first, but then I'm going to pray for you. And I want you to know something, Brother Ace. People love you. They text me. They email me. How's Brother Ace doing? How's he doing? They care about you. There's a deep, profound sense and appreciation for who you are and your brotherhood and your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate everybody. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying for you. Okay, but first, before we go down that road, we have to take care of the Bible business in front of us. So let's do that first. Which part of Jesus' garments did the soldiers cast lots for? Was it the tunic, the sleeve, or the collar?
And that was that tunic.
That is correct, Commander, sir! And just to help people out, because people are like, what's a tunic? It's kind of like a loose-fitting, long-sleeve, long shirt. Might be a way to think of it. You know, kind of robish kind of thing, but maybe a little tighter. So for people who are trying to get a visual on that, the collar is just a collar, and a sleeve is just a sleeve. But a tunic is like more of a shirt kind of coat kind of cover thing. All right, anyway, I just want to make sure we understood that so they didn't go, what is that? Anyway, let me pray for you, brother. I want you to know how much we love you, and I want you to text me whenever you're if you're having problems or if you're really going through it and you're feeling it blue or whatever. Please don't hesitate to text me. I'll pray for you on the spot and pray with you regardless. And you need to know that. We're with you on this, okay?
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. I cannot petition you any more deeply or profoundly than I'm asking you right now to bring into our Brother Ace's life the healing power that comes from the throne of God. Father, we're asking you, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals, in Exodus 15:26, and you teach
Amen.
Us that, because of the stripes that we are healed by through the body of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:24, you teach us that. Because you are willing, Luke chapter 5, verse 13, you teach us that. And because you have compassion, Luke 7:13, you teach us that. We ask you to prove your word true in Brother Ace's life. I mean, just touch him. He's got blockage. He's got issues. He's got problems. Help him. It doesn't matter what they are. You're the creator of the body. Heal his body. Heal his body. He's our brother. We're petitioning you, beseeching you. We're asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, heal our brother Ace. To your glory we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I love that word. Confirm your word with signs and wonders, Father.
Yeah.
As Mark would say.
You know, I just, you just need to know, if you need something, you need prayers, you reach. We will be there.
Yep.
Okay?
Thanks, everybody, for your concern and your taking time to think of an old man like me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you, my good brother.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Oi, Brother Ace, everybody, I expect, in fact, I'm dropping it on everybody. If you don't pray for Brother Ace, I'm going to bum out. Come on, pray for the guy. Some of you got the next so many days, pray for him. Just spend 6 hours doing it, just do it. Pray for him that the Lord will touch him and heal him, okay? All right, let us get into our, by the way, that joke was pretty good. Let us get into our DDD. This is called partnership. I love this teaching. All right. And I pray this every day, Proverbs 16:3, and we've talked about it before, but I'm coming at it from a different angle. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. Okay? I've already talked about this. Here's what I want you to get, okay? When you're going through stuff in life, and you're trying to figure out what to do, and you don't know how to do it, all right, we are told and encouraged to ask the Lord for help. Right? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. James 1:5. He's not going to tear you apart. You can ask him for wisdom. He'll be glad to help you. What's important about this passage that I don't want you to miss is that the activities that we do have must be submitted for his approval. So what I'm going to say is this is in life decisions as well as enterprise decisions. And what that means is if you take on a new task, you need to have the Lord on your side in the task. Why is that? Because Psalm 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. If I try to build a radio ministry without God, I'm laboring in vain. You can say all that you want. That's just the truth. Doesn't mean I won't do anything, but it does mean it'll all come to nothing. And so what we need to do is take that which we're trying to accomplish, whether it has to do with enterprise, whether it has to do with specific petition, we need to take those activities and submit them for his approval, just like Jesus saying, well, if you can, you know, if I can pass this portion of our plan, I'd love to, not mine, but thy will be done, submitted for the approval of the Father. That's what the partnership is. And if you want to use a quick reference to a television show, then sure, you can use whatever it is, Twilight Zone, submitted for your approval. You know, whatever it is, that's fine. But you have to understand that we need to commit our activities to the Lord, and then our plans can be achieved. And what had dawned on me when I reviewed this, a couple of things. One, you commit, right? That we've talked about this before. That's a camel kneeling down, rolling off the load off of its back. That's what commit means. Galil. What I wrote, I actually did a part of my master's paper on that, a master's assignment. And it has to do with the camel just lays down. It's got that big load, turns over to the side, and then they can unload it off of him, and then he turns back up. So it has to be something that we are kneeling in and yielding to the Lord. And it's got to be submitted in such a way so that, because it says, and your plans will happen. That's if the Lord is in it, and you're like submitting that to the Lord, saying, your call, not mine. And the example that came to my mind when I was looking at this DDD, and I thought about it. I mentioned it before, but I love this thought. I teach a lot about Peter getting out of the boat because I just think the leg over the side of the boat is just the biggest. It's like the biggest thing. Like, that is a step of faith, right? But before he took that step of faith, which was amazing, right? He said to Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come out. So even before he took that step of faith, he submitted it to the Lord. Hey, if that's you, I'm going to do this. Say, come on out, Peter. Jesus is like, come out. Then he does, and he actually walks on the water. It didn't last, but he got it going. Before you step out, which I think is, just take it and ask the Lord, tell me to come out. Tell me to come forward. I'll come, Lord. I'm going to do my best to stand in faith in it. Get it? Get it? Got it? Cool. Okay, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But The fact of the matter is, God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us, and that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right, just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Argentina, or whether you're on the planet Jupiter, we welcome you regardless. See, I just had to think of one of them. And then I was going to say Pluto, and then I'm like, okay, but they declassified Pluto, and that just makes it harder. That's all the stuff I think of in those seconds.
Well, it's fine. We'll still say Pluto.
Yeah. I mean, it was discovered in Flagstaff. I was in Flagstaff. I was like, so what are you doing? Taking away everything from everybody. Okay, anyway. All right, let's get into our next trivia question. So listen to what I'm going to tell you here. It's very important. Follow along. Follow the bouncing ball. The next two trivia questions are connected. The next two connections are trivia questions. You know, I'm just saying everything backwards. All right, the next two trivia questions are connected. There, got it. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's your question. In the tabernacle, how was the most holy place separated from the holy place? How was the most holy place separated from the holy place? Was it through a door, through a veil, or through fire? How was the most holy place separated from the holy place? Exodus chapter 40, verse 26 is, in fact, your reference point. So the question is, in the tabernacle, how was the most holy place separated from the holy place? Was it through a door, through a veil, or through fire? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, which I'm getting a lot better at. On the website, there are a bazillion different things. We know you know that. There's a new bumper sticker on the website. There is a new article on the website. There is also a place to give. If you're one of our partners and you give, please give. If you can't give, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But if you can give, give great. You're not going to get anything special. You're not going to get a Lamborghini, a plane. You're not even going to get a jelly donut, although that's kind of mean, but you're still not going to get one, okay? Here's what you'll get, a receipt at the end of the year, because you're helping us advance the kingdom of God. That's what we're looking for. Check all that stuff out and have a good time doing it on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
You know, I got to say this to you, if that's okay, right? That's what plays in my mind most of the time.
Yeah, me too.
That's like that sound right there, that was it right there. All right. Hey, I didn't give you the props that I normally do in the earlier part of the show. Yeah, sorry. We can't do anything about that. Yeah, because normally I say heading into the weekend, but nah, I missed it. All right. Trivia question, then we're going to do history. And I got a super, I think it's a super cool teaching, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And the last teaching is lights out fantastic. I'll tell you that now. In the tabernacle, how was the holy place separated from the holy place? Was it through a door, through a veil, or through fire? That's the question. If you think you know, Exodus chapter 40, verse 26 is your reference point. If you want to call us 972-445-0770, you can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. We are going to do right now history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, so there's a couple cool things today, and most people will like this one. Today is National Cupcake Day.
Love cupcakes.
Love cupcakes, right? I just absolutely love cupcakes. I don't care. I love them. All right. Today is National Cat Herders Day, where you herd cats.
That's what I was thinking. I was like just hoarding cats?
That is as goofy as it gets. Today is Bill of Rights Day. Bill of Rights is the collective name for the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. Additionally, for those that want to know, this is kind of weird stuff. 1863, on this day, the first United States armed bank robbery took place. A man walked into a bank in Massachusetts, Middlesex County, Massachusetts, shoots the 17-year-old bookkeeper, steals $5,000, and the director of the bank offered a $6,000 reward for the arrest. Just going to leave that there and let everybody work through that. 1891, very important day for sports people. Today is James Naismith was the day he introduced the first version of sports basketball. 1891 on December 15th. And then finally, 1979. If you remember this, well, you will remember this, but you should just feel old about it. Trivial Pursuit, the game invented by the Canadians Chris Haney and Scott Abbott. Trivial Pursuit, 1979. In 1984, they sold over 15 million games alone in 1 year.
That's still a popular board game.
Still, right? Yep. Absolutely phenomenal. Okay, let's get into our text, and then we'll do our trivia. Have the pink ping pong ball ready to go, and here we go. The what and the why. See, I've taught some of these before, but there's always a reason the Lord says again, again, again. So I do my best to follow. I'm sure you can appreciate that, okay? The what and the why. Here's the what and the why. I will make, this is Isaiah 63:7. I will make known the Lord's faithful love and the Lord's praiseworthy acts. Because of all the Lord has done for us, even the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, and he's done for them based on his compassion and the abundance of his faithful love. I love texts like this. This should be an Isaiah 63:7 highlighter. I will make known the Lord's faithful love and the Lord's praiseworthy acts because of all the Lord has done for us, even the many good things he's done for the house of Israel, and he's done for them based on his compassions and the abundance of his faithful love. What's the make known? I will make known. That's the what. I will make known. You will make known what? The Lord's love and his praiseworthy acts. When you share about the Lord loving you to another believer or non-believer, or you're sharing to another person the Lord's praiseworthy acts to a believer or a non-believer. So you need to understand, this expands past evangelistical approaches alone. This is, I will make known the Lord's faithful love and his praiseworthy acts because of all the Lord's done for us. All he's done for the house of Israel. This isn't just evangelistical. This is sharing with one another. This is part of that praise report process we talk about. This is part of the getting the courage to share. It's easier to share, let's be honest, for many of you. It's easier to share with believers about some of the things the Lord's doing than it's non-believers. I know, but the more you learn to share, the greater boldness you develop in that sharing. And then your greater boldness you develop in that sharing might help you to prepare to share with somebody who's not a believer. What a great way to segue in, to learn how to do that. But the whole premise is what? We're sharing about what? The Lord's faithful love, his praiseworthy acts. And then it says, based on his compassion and his abundance of faithful love. So let's talk about those two things. The what is the Lord's love and his praiseworthy acts. That's what we're supposed to make known. But what's it based on? It's based on the why, and that is on his compassion and on his abundant faithful love. Can I just express to you that the last time you sinned and God didn't vaporize you was a demonstration of his compassion? It's just how it is. And when the Lord does end up taking us and translating us, be it before the corporate or in the corporate journey, one way or another, here's the ticket in that understanding. That's his compassion. He loves you. I know people throw around, God loves you. And that's not wrong to say it, but we say it quickly or with like a little bit of, it's not glibly, but it's kind of like we don't resonate with the depth of that truth. And that is this: God absolutely loves you and has compassion for you. Now, we have children, and let's be honest, when they're sick or when we have grandchildren, I mean, is it the worst, right? If you've got a grandchild and your grandchild's sick, you can't even do the parent thing, get in control kind of thing of it, right? And you got to just, and you just have this, that compassion that the parents and the grandparents have for that child, God has that times 100. Wait, for you. Not just for your neighbor, not just for the person down the street, not just for the pastor preaching to 10 people, to 100 people, to 500 people, to 1,000 people, or 10,000 people. God has that compassion for you. That's why that's important to understand. When we get into the last teaching, you'll understand the whole connection. He has that compassion for you personally, and it's based on his faithful love. Remember the first time you recognize, hey, wait, God loves me. That love that God has for you is faithful. He doesn't move from that spot in love for you because he now, after 40 years, he's gotten a chance to know you. That's not how that goes. God knows everything about you. God knew everything about you. He always knew everything about you. And his faithful love does not change. Does that mean he doesn't discipline? No, the exact opposite. Because he loves you, he disciplines you. But never forget, never under-personalize the love that God has for you. He loves you. You do dumb things? Yeah, if you're like me, you probably say and do and think dumb things. Probably pretty often, kind of like I do. But here's the ticket in that. His love, his compassion, his actions towards us, they're based on his faithful love. It doesn't change. It's steadfast. Wait. More steadfast than any love you've ever had for anybody ever. That's the faithfulness of the Lord. That's some serious stuff right there. You need to remember that, especially going into this last teaching. By the way, in the tabernacle, how was the most holy place separated from the holy place?
Is it through a door, through a veil, or through a fire? And the answer is through a veil. That's the answer. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried? Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our last trivia question and then our final teach for the week. And this is a phenomenal question. When Jesus died on the cross, what was torn simultaneously? Was it the land? Was it the sanctuary? Or was it the veil? Was it the land? Was it the sanctuary or the veil that was torn? Matthew 27:51. What was actually torn? Was it the land, the veil, or the sanctuary? I'm going to give Jeff Dixon props for being the pow-pow on that one. Nice job, sir. Let me just make sure everybody understands what you can do if you have an answer to that. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So it's a classic question and built on the other one, which is ironic because while that was not planned, also this last teaching is going to build on the one we just did. So I'm just sitting there thinking, thank you, Lord. I can't talk well, but he gives it to me anyway.
And I am just so thankful for the grace and the mercy of God. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Nina.
Hi,
yes,
Nina.
Sir.
How are you?
The answer is the veil. The veil.
The veil is the right answer! Correct. It was the veil, and that veil, which was the representative for the covenant, was like, "Yep, that just got tore up. We done now. We got a new one going now." That is right.
That's right. That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
I enjoy your program, David. Really enjoy it. I try to listen to you every day when I'm in the car.
Thank you so much. That's a blessing to hear, and I appreciate that.
Sure. Okay. Well, you have a blessed day. Merry Christmas. And
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a delight. So we had actually two callers today, new callers. That's right. That's fun. Yeah. All right. The veil. That's right. It's the veil. You know why I really know that one really good? I got to tell you, I got to confess something. I got that wrong in a Bible quiz when I was much younger.
So you never forget what the right answer is now.
I have never forgotten, but like, yeah, I know. Just ask me any question about the veil now. I'll give it to you. You know, I don't care. All right, here we go. All right, so make sure to check out the website, by the way, as I mentioned to you before, because there were some schedule changes, plus the new bumper stickers up there. Now, you don't have to get the new one. You can get the old one or whatever. I haven't made those available yet, but the new bumper sticker is bigger. don't ask. I'm just having fun. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. Following up from what we just talked about, I want to go into this portion right here. So we were just talking about the Lord's faithful love. And I want you to remember this. This is superbly important. That faithful love, it's not just corporate, because that's essentially how we do it. It's impossible for a pastor of a church of five people, let alone 500, let alone 5,000, let alone 50,000, to be able to communicate to each individual person that love has a specific design and that, in fact, the Lord knows your name. Not your name and everybody else's name is the name, your personal names, and he designed your fingerprints. So there's that faithful love. Here's what I want you to catch, and this is the thing you go into the weekend with, because if we can catch it, we'll get the best part of it. And here it is, okay? The title of this DDD is called Feeling You. Feeling You. What? Isaiah 63:9. It says this, in all their suffering, he suffered, and the angel of his presence saved them. What I want you to focus on is Isaiah 63:9. Go back. You're talking about the Old Testament. In all their suffering, he suffered. So there's nowhere to go. Just stop and slow it down. In your struggle, the Lord is aware of it. He's feeling you. When you're hurting because of your finances, he's feeling you. When you're hurting because you have a family member you're praying for and they're not saved, he's feeling you. When you're hurting because you have a family member that's an idiot, he's feeling you. Do you get what I'm saying? He knows what you're going through. In your suffering, he's suffering. Can he exist apart from you? Of course. He's God. But he chooses to connect to his creation so tightly that their process is absorbed in him as well. And you think, well, that's the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Cool. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Why did Jesus cry? Was it for Mary, or was it for Lazarus, who was getting up in 5 minutes? No, it was for Mary and Martha and all the people that were grieving in their pain. He already knew Lazarus was getting up. He already told the girls that Lazarus was getting up. They didn't listen because they didn't get it because of how Jesus said it. And then they were weeping, and he noticed all the people, all the commotion, and he wept. Why? Because he felt it. Because God feels you. He doesn't just know you. He feels you. Acts chapter 9, verse 5, Jesus said, I am Jesus who are you are persecuting. You've heard me say this 100 times. You know what? Saul wasn't persecuting Jesus personally. He was persecuting all of the followers of Jesus, except Jesus saw that as Saul persecuting him. That's how he saw it. That's what he told him. Listen to this. You want to, this is just, I love stuff. Psalm 18, 6 through 7. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry. Why? Because the psalmist was in distress. Because he's feeling us. So we keep going through these things, and we do this often, and you can say you don't, but you know it's not cool to lie because that's a sin. And it's just evident. The disciples who were close to Jesus in the boat, don't you care that we're going to drown? Don't you care that we're going to perish? These are the guys. These guys are fully committed, fully loaded, fully engaged in ministry, fully there. And what's the comment they make? Don't you care? Don't you know what we're going to go through? Don't you understand? How about Martha talking to Jesus the same way about Mary? Don't you care that my sister's not helping me? Don't you care? It could be something as disastrous as life itself. It could be something as stupid as a party. Don't you care? Don't you care? Hey, God feels you. He knows what you're going through. He gets it. He knows where you're coming up short. That's, of course, why we have redemption through Jesus Christ. He knows where you're probably doing better. Well, no. He knows where you're doing better, and he knows where you're doing worse, and he knows when you're just sidelined because you're blitzed and you don't know how to respond to the whole scenario. Hey, he feels you. He's with you. He understands you. Wait, get ready. He created you. You think you understand your kids? You think you understand your spouse? You think you understand your siblings? How about the creator who has all knowledge, knowing his creation inside and out? And in all of that, he's with you. Although I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Thank you, Jesus. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, each time.
Expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.